The missing link. Is it real or imaginary?
Answers with Ken Ham, whose ministry has opened a large evangelistic museum near Cincinnati, Ohio.
A student once approached me with an illustrated book on evolution in his hand. He opened to a picture of man's supposed ancestor called Lucy. Lucy looked somewhat human, but also ape-like, and the student asked, "How do they know that Lucy looked like this?" "Good question," I replied. I then explained to him that if someone was to dig up his own skull in 100 years' time, they could have an artist draw a picture and make him look a little ape-like or human-like. "But surely scientists wouldn't just make up this information, sir," said the student. "Actually, they do," I said. I then went on to tell him about a medical illustrator called Ron Irvin, who was contracted to produce drawings for a biology book. One of the drawings was to be of Lucy, one of man's alleged evolutionary ancestors. Well, Ron originally drew this creature far too human-like for the book's authors. He was told to make Lucy more ape-like or more transitional. In other words, Ron had to draw what the book's authors wanted, not necessarily what this creature would have really looked like. Keep this in mind the next time you go through an evolutionist book or visit a science museum.
Did all the different people groups today come from some ape-like ancestor? Well, the Bible teaches we're all of one blood, and that's one of the articles found in our current Answers magazine. If you send us a donation of any amount, we'll send a sample issue to you. Call toll-free 888-89-ANSWERS. That's 888-89-ANSWERS.